Welcome. Please be seated. This is the annual United Church Pride service, which is held on the first Sunday of June every year. This is the first time our church has had this service because we are a brand new affirming church. So affirming team is going to lead the service, and we have some guest speakers from the Annapolis Valley, which I hope you'll meet afterwards. I'm going to read you a welcome, which Fort Massey United Church uses over in Halifax, and which they took from Coventry Cathedral in England. We're going to use this as our welcome. Cole Harbour Woodside United extends a special welcome to those who are single, married, divorced, widowed, straight, gay, confused, well-heeled, or down at the heel. We especially welcome wailing babies and excited toddlers. We welcome you whether you can sing like Pavarotti or just growl quietly to yourself. You're welcome here if you're just browsing, just woken up, or just got out of prison. We don't care if you're more Christian than the moderator of the United Church of Canada or haven't been to church since Christmas 10 years ago. We extend a special welcome to those who are over 60 but not grown up yet. And to teenagers who are growing up too fast. We welcome Keep Fit Mums, Hockey Dads, Starving Artists, Tree Huggers, Latte Sippers, Vegetarian, Junk Food Eaters. We welcome those who are in recovery or still addicted. We welcome you if you're having problems, are down in the dumps, or don't like organized religion. We're not keen on it either. We offer a welcome to those who think the earth is flat, work too hard, don't work, can't spell, or are here because Granny is visiting and wanted to come to the old kirk. We welcome those who are inked, pierced, both, or neither. We offer a special welcome to those who could use a prayer right now, had religion shoved down their throat as kids, or got lost on the Armdale roundabout and wound up here by mistake. We welcome pilgrims, tourists, seekers, doubts, and you. Please sign our guest book.
Good morning. For those who are visiting or those who haven't seen me in a few weeks, I introduced myself to the choir. I'm Reverend Michael Mugford, and I have the honor of being in ministry here at Cole Harbour Woodside, and pleased to be back again after a couple of weeks away. So as we gather this morning, as part of the ways in which we as a church have been living more deeply into the ways of reconciliation with First Nations, we begin our service each Sunday with an acknowledgement of the place in which we gather. In Nova Scotia, we live in Mi'kma'ki, predominantly the lands of the Mi'kmaq, Maliseet, and Passamaquoddy peoples. These are unceded territories. They were not ceded by treaty, but rather they are shared by peace and friendship with the Crown and with the Indigenous people. So I invite us to stand as we are able, as we share together in our acknowledgement of place. It's responsive in nature. Please respond with the bold. We gather in this place with gratitude, acknowledging that we live and worship on lands that are by law the unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq.
May we live with peace upon this land and in peace and friendship with its people.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Let us celebrate who each of us is. All of us may not be part of the rainbow community.
But we are not apart from one another. Let us celebrate.
Let's join in the opening prayer together. Holy One, who breathes life into each one of us and all of creation, we give thanks for the wonderful diversity of your creation. Help us to hold one another closely in love, compassion, and celebration, that we may give thanks that we are all your children. In the name of Jesus, we make this prayer. Amen. Our hymn is Holy, 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 Versus United, 315.
Sexuality. Living and liberating God, you have created all people in your own image. You have coaxed us into our uniqueness and delight in who we are.
Give us hearts that are open to you and to each other, that we may live for you, honorably overcome our aloneness, and enjoy your gifts of sexuality and creativity.
The color orange represents gifts of healing. Healing and generous Lord, you have blessed us with salvation, wholeness, and health. You have given us Jesus, who healed the sick and included the outcasts. You have given us your Spirit, who calls us to the same ministry, firing our hearts with compassion and graciousness.
Give us the hospitality to offer true healing. Let all we have hurt receive the gift of healing tears and laughter. Let all we have hurt receive everlasting knowledge of your saving love.
The color yellow represents sun, light, and joy. God of resurrection and fullness of joy, you have called us to be your people, making us a community of priests. You dance over us with singing. You have called us not servants, but your friends. You have promised us that all will be well, and we trust that all will be well.
We open ourselves today to fresh words from the Word, for new notes to sing, for new thoughts to think, and for new and ancient ways to live, because of your promise to make all things new.
The color green represents activism and responsibility. Radical One, Just Judge, you have blessed us with various skills and abilities. You have told us what is good, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with you. You send us out into the world as citizens of your commonwealth, that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask for a fresh vision and a new agenda, so that we may have power to work for what is right and to be ministers of reconciliation.
The color blue represents arts and artistic expression. Rainbow God of Covenant, you create all things good and call them yourself. You make us fearfully and wonderfully. You allow us to live with respect in creation and to serve it well, which brings you glory and delight.
Send your creative spirit on your people in this place, that we may embrace the arts in the church and the beauty of all humanity, your myriad masterpieces in Christ.
The color purple represents community. Holy One, you are the one community before all time, the dance that spills over in the gift of creation. You swept us up into your life by the incarnation, cross, and resurrection of Jesus, so that we may be one as you are one. You give all those united in Christ Jesus the one spirit to drink, making one body of us all.
Give us one mind and one heart and one spirit.
The next hymn is Praise Our Maker, Voices United 316.
Praise our Maker, peoples of our family, God is love.
A word from God. The prophet Jeremiah speaks to the people of God's relationship to them and God's desire for the relationship to God. In this passage, the prophet recounts the people's apology for the way that they have treated each other and God, and they wonder if God will bring them back into God's heart. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he the child I delight in? As often as I speak against him, I still remember him. Therefore, I have compassion on him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. The word compassion in English means to have care or feeling. But in the Hebrew, it comes from two words that are transliterated as womb love. God's compassion is so deep that it inspires the words that express the love of mother for child. Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Give to everyone who asks from you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and those who do hurtful things. Have compassion, just as your God has compassion." Our call as Christians is to love and include all, just as Jesus did, because he understood his mission to call all God's people. Paul expanded that as he reached out beyond the covenant community. We are to be imitators of God, in the ways of God, in the being of God, in the likeness of God. All people are people of God, and we must work to live in that image of God who loves all with compassion, with womb love. May we in the church hear what the Spirit is speaking this day and always. Amen. Jasmine's going to do the children's time, if anybody wants to come up.
I'm going to get you all to sit on the mat today, because I have a story to read, and I want you all to be able to see the pictures. We have a story today. It is called Be Who You Are. Be who you are. Be old, be young, be a different color. Wear everything you need to be you. Speak your language, learn in your own way. Be proud of where you're from, be your own family. Just be who you are. Be silly, be brave. Dance, play, discover, learn, and read. Share your feelings, happy, mad, sad, silly, scared, and proud. Just be who you are. Try new things. Be confident, stand up for yourself. Be energetic, be peaceful. Be the best that you can be. Just be who you are. It doesn't matter what color you are, where you are from, or who's in your family. Everyone needs to be loved. Always love yourself and be who you are. The end. Did you like the story? Do you have any questions? No? Okay. I think there's children's time upstairs or Sunday school. Oh, yeah. We're going to sing a song first. All right. After the song, I'll head up. No mics.
Hello. I'm hoping everyone can hear me okay from here. My name is Joanne, and I'm going to teach you all a new song today. So please excuse the nerves. I'll do my best. So the song is actually in the insert, and it's called Fill My Cup. There are two parts to this song, and it has a little bit of a beat. So I'm going to ask first everyone to stand up and loosen up a little bit. And, you know, it has a little bit of a jive to it, so... I'm going to ask if you want to tap your foot, snap your finger, or sometimes I just like to slap the side of my thigh here. And we're going to get a beat going. That's all. So I'm going to divide the room into two halves. And over here we're going to start with, I guess, the tenor. And our choir is going to give us a help. And the first verse we'll do twice.
Fill my cup, up, let it overflow, fill my cup, up, let it overflow, fill my cup, up, let it overflow with love.
Try again.
Fill my cup, up, let it overflow, fill my cup, up, let it overflow, fill my cup, up, let it overflow.
Fill my cup.
Greg. Wonderful. So a number of weeks ago, when the affirming committee began to get together and talk about what this morning's service would look like, Bill and the others had talked about wanting to talk about inclusion, because being an affirming community means more than just open to folks as they express their sexual orientation and their understanding of who they are and gender identity and that, but to ensure that we were talking about inclusion across the family of humanity. And so when the word inclusion came up, we talked a little bit about what it's like to be an inclusive community. And immediately my friend Jim came to mind, Jim Spurl, and friends are here this morning. Jim, I know through the Kingston Pastoral Charge, where I served for 13 years, and Jim has done an amazing number of things with an amazing number of people, some of whom are here with him this morning, with regards to working with Special Olympics, being an EA in several of the different schools in the former Annapolis Valley Regional School Board, and just being a member of the community that just loves including as many people as he possibly can. For example, when I mentioned to Jim it would be great if, you know, Tim and Eileen would come up, who I got to know through Jim, that's great. And then I think by Friday the list had expanded like 6 or 8 or 9 or 10 people that were coming up with him. So anyway, that's Jim's nature, to be inclusive. And so Jim and Tim and Eileen and Jamie Lynn and Donnie and Trevina are here. And so they're going to just share their stuff, their story with you, and talk a little bit about their experiences of being including in the community around them in the valley. So Jim and cohort.
Now the temptation to grab the Michael Bublé microphone is overwhelming, so I can stay away from that. I might start to croon and sing. Hold on a second, Donnie. I'll bring you up here in a minute. Donnie's anxious to speak and tell you his story, but before I invite my friends up, I just want to tell you a little bit about who I am and what I do. And as Michael said, I work in the Annapolis Valley Regional Center for Education, the former ABRSB, which was much easier to remember, as an educational assistant. And what's the term for that in this county? An EPA? What does that mean? All right, so Trevina is working in this neighborhood now and was working with me in Middleton. And the first person we met was Mr. Middleton, who we told, well, we're from Middleton. So, thank you very much for inviting us, Michael. I'm proud to be here on Pride Sunday and to be with you all. And that inclusion involves all of those things that Michael said. And certainly my experience with working in schools has been very important, a very important learning tool to learn about inclusion and what it really means. Working through the schools we hosted in Kingston, which is an affirming church, a Love is Love Night, which was very interesting to invite students from the 4 local high schools. I'm working in one now, but have contacts through 3 others. And we invited those students from their music classes, from their drama classes, to come and be a part of what we call Love is Love, to just let everyone know that you are loved and you are welcome, and we are all God's children, no matter what our background is, no matter what our future is. God loves us all and supports us all, and I wanted that message to be especially clear to students who sometimes struggle with identity. Being a kid in school is a tough enough thing, but being a kid that might be different is even tougher. So to let those kids know that you are loved and you are welcome and you should be everywhere you go is an important message that really is something that I want to let everybody know. My work through schools has brought me to Special Olympics, where I met 3 of these folks. And Special Olympics just expands beyond school. These kids all grow up. Some of them grow up into very difficult lives, the ones that have different lives. And it's a struggle sometimes. It's a struggle with their mental health. It's a struggle with their physical health, which is where Special Olympics comes in, to try and make them feel better about who they are, what they can accomplish, and Special Olympics is really strong for that, and I'm proud to be a part of Special Olympics. I think it's Tim and Eileen that really got me involved with that. When they needed a cross-country skiing coach, I said, I can do that. And I did, and we've been doing it, and we went to Newfoundland, and it's been great. Coached my kids in soccer. They said, well, we need a soccer coach. And I said, I can do that. And I did. Donnie's on the soccer team. Donnie's been in Special Olympics for over 30 years. 96. So he's a longtime Special Olympian. Well decorated. Good thing he didn't bring all the medals, or he'd never be able to get up there.
And I'm a senior.
And he's a senior citizen. There you go. And he's going to talk. As you can imagine, he's eager to do that. In the workplaces that we go through schools, we meet different people in different work placements, where inclusion also is a very important part to let people know that they can do different jobs and do different things. And that's where Jamie Lynn comes in. And Jamie Lynn I've known a long time. I used to be a Santa photographer at the mall in Greenwood, and Jamie Lynn was my strongest customer. She would see Santa, and she came running up, Santa! And her daughter does the same. And what Jamie Lynn has accomplished with these three people and many more with the People First group is really amazing. For some people, it's difficult to find a place and to know purpose and to know meaning. And Jamie Lynn is doing a huge part in making sure that they do know purpose and have meaning in their lives and equality and diversity, and that we are all treated with respect and should treat each other with respect. And I'll invite them to come up and tell a little bit about their story. So come on up, you guys. Before we turn Donnie Wilson on you, maybe we'll get Jamie Lynn to talk a little bit about People First and what it is and what she does.
Okay, so I've worked with Community Support Services for almost 7 years. Ever since I was a little girl, I always knew that that's what I wanted to do. Didn't matter what kind of classroom or organization or activity I was in, if there was a child that had exceptionalities and was over to the side, you could always find me over there holding their hand or being beside them. My mom used to tell me I was a magnet, that I could find those people anywhere, and they became my best friends. So I met all three of them through Community Support Services, where I help individuals labeled with disabilities learn to live independent lifestyles. And they didn't have a People First advisor, so they kind of wrote me in there. And we've had all kinds of fun. We've been in parades. We have set up booths to promote inclusion. So for anyone who doesn't know, People First is a self-advocacy group for individuals labeled with disabilities for their voices to be heard and their rights to be obtained and acknowledged by their community. And these guys do amazing jobs with that. We've done language presentations on proper terminology, that the R word is not okay. What else have we done? Oh, goodness, we've gone all over the place.
Last week we went to the GM.
We went to the AGM and we learned some new skills with that. But our biggest accomplishment is something I've run into over and over and over again, is individuals labeled with disabilities having trouble finding a location to work with dignity. Many of these individuals work in shelter workshops that they're paid 50 cents an hour. And they do hard labor work. And I don't think it's fair. So I'd watch some of my clients go out and they'd have interview after interview. And in my mind, if you are an employer and you read someone's application or resume, you wouldn't call them if you didn't feel they held the adequate skills for that job. If you call them, you must assume based on their resume that they hold the skills you're looking for. The only thing that's not on that resume is their disability. So when these individuals go in and with these beautiful resumes and they're getting call after call but they're never the successful candidate, what is the problem? Is it stigma? Is it discrimination? How do you prove that? So we started to work together and we created a consignment store in Middleton. And the label, it's called More Than a Label Consignment. And our slogan is Labels Over Clothes, Not People. And what our goal is to promote inclusive employment for real wages. So it's going to be a learning center. So individuals labeled with disabilities struggling to find their place in the adult world can come and learn the skills required to go further and to their dream jobs. And I will hold their hand every step of the way to get them there. These three actually all work with me. Tim's learned the cash register. He did it for the first time 2 weeks ago. That was one of his biggest goals. And he can almost do it by himself. Eileen, same thing. That was their most exciting moment, was to get to touch that cash register. And they did it. Donnie, he's learning it quick too, but Donnie's done this stuff for years. Donnie is our president of People First Nova Scotia and our president of People First Annapolis chapter. And all three of these guys do amazing work with the self-advocacy and supporting other individuals labeled with disabilities that might not have the same voice that they do.
Do we want to let Donnie speak?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. Now, before Donnie speaks, because he might not stop. We'll let Tim and Eileen have a word.
He's got the gift of gab.
Are you going to sing, Tim?
I'm not going to sing.
All right.
What will I sing for?
I don't know.
Amazing Grace.
Okay. You.
We are not shocked.
I'm not shocked.
Say whatever's on your mind.
Anyways, like I said, Jim, I've been with Jim for a while for the Special Olympics as well. And first, before I even started it, Eileen and I went to... She went to Quebec City, and then she went to Boise for the Worlds. And then I went to Alberta. She did too, both of us did. And then Newfoundland, and Jim went with us as a coach. Anyway, good old time, Newfoundland. It was fun. Oh, yeah, very good old time. And then I got a job at Michelin with my buddy Jake for 2 days a week. Come off Mondays, because that's why I wanted it, right? And then first and Friday, I work at Carlton Road. But soon I'm going to be quitting there and work full-time with Jamie Lynn. And I start working there on Saturdays. She's awesome. And she's a good person to get along with. And so is Jim and Donnie and Eileen. We're both married for 7 years almost.
How many years, Eileen?
4 and 7.
7 years married.
And then I started the People's First. I learned how to use cash register. And how to read better. Yep. Because it's good skills to have. Because any job you go to, you want to have a good skill. Thank you.
Eileen's the shyest of the bunch.
You want to do an Eileen.
Hi.
Is that it?
She's
that might be. What sports do you do, Eileen?
I do track. I did skiing.
You did. Floor hockey.
I did floor hockey. Soccer. Bowling.
Where'd you get abducted into? Where'd you get abducted into? The Hall of Fame.
Tim and I got Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow. Tim and Eileen both were just inducted into the Middleton Sports Wall of Fame to be recognized for their achievement with Special Olympics. Oh, yeah. They were included into that wall of fame, and that was very important for us. We're looking for Donnie next because of his years of involvement with Special Olympics. And just before I give the microphone to Donnie, where's the plug? You might need it.
Okay.
Donnie McLean, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I grew up around from here. I lived in Halifax for 3 years, then I lived in Woodside, down there just before the Dartmouth General. I lived there for 21 years, and I know the place real good. I left in 83 to go to Middleton, and then in the mid-80s, I met Jim. Jim let me go into youth group, but I wasn't a youth. I was in my 20s, but he let me go there, and I still remember quite a bit about it. And that's where I met him. So I'd known him for years and years. And most of my relatives lived here in Cole Harbour. They still do, and some of them moved to Eastern Shore and that. So I know this place like the back of my hand, really. So, and my disability is I got it all in my head, but I can't put it on paper. But if I have a secretary, I do great, really, mostly. And I'm not shy to speak or anything, and I'm a joker. And one of my hobbies are—it's kind of funny, but it's like I like to speak, and I like to meet people from all over the world and anywhere. Sit down and have a coffee with them, and sometimes I'll—if they had a bad day, I can explain it to them because I know any subject I can speak on to it, and stuff like that. And I help people out, and I like to do that. And I got voted just last weekend. I got voted for president of Nova Scotia, and plus our chapters. All of our chapters are from here.
So you'll have to come up later and read the back of Donnie's shirt.
And we're trying to help people out with disabilities with that don't got a life in the community. They want to be out, and they want to be just like everybody else and have a good pay and all that and have a good apartment. If they can go in apartments and we interview them and they can go in, we'll put them in there. If we can't, we get a small options home that we're trying to get the government to put in there. I already went to see the premier for, and I knew him for 15 years, so I gave him a letter, and he's working on us to get the small option homes open. And as a president, I get to go to Winnipeg on a freedom tour there for 4 days and speak to some guests and four or five politicians and see if we can get everything going and seeing if we can get the up and going and get everything for the disability and to close the institution. Because all over Canada, they're all closed except Nova Scotia. So they're putting Nova Scotia in last. And they shouldn't be doing that. They should be doing it just like every other community. If they're closing them in there, they should close us. And they sometimes they don't do that there. And plus, I'm in Special Olympics. I'm in soccer. But I used to be in track when I first going for about probably 10 years in track in that. And I got a lot of medals. I got probably about over 40 medals. So, but the special thing about Special Olympics is not to really get a medal, is to meet different people and have fun and get to know other people, because that's the most important thing.
What's
really
the motto of Special Olympics?
If we don't win, let us be brave in the attempt.
Right.
Yeah, and so we're trying to, in people first, we open the store, and as soon as we get people to know the store and know what it's all about, and if they can be out in another job out in the community, we'll get them out there in the community and put somebody else in. That's what we do. We get them out, and then we get somebody in, and we teach them the business, and then that's what we're really all about. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. So thank you all very much. There you have it. If we can't win, let us be brave in the attempt. Yes. And these people I brought with me to show you that they are brave in the attempt to live with dignity, to live with inclusion, and to help others know that with a helping hand, with a Jamie Lynn, with a coach, with somebody to help support them and to guide them, we can all live well and live together, and we can all be one. And diversity is wonderful and everywhere. And Michael, thank you very much for asking us to come. Thank you all very much. name of the store, it's
More Than a Label.
More Than a Label. Labels belong on clothing, not on people, in Middleton. That's right. Who wants this, Michael?
Oh, you can just put that one
down. Put that
there.
Down there.
In my ever scatterbrained way, I left the thank you cards at home. But Tim and Eileen and Jim and Jamie Lynn and Donnie and Trevina are going to be around for some time after service, so you can have a chance to have some conversation with them and with some time of fellowship. And I promise I will make amends for that and do have a card of saying thanks to them. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Are there announcements that need to be shared this morning?
Everybody here knows Hav, right? He's all right, he's fine, he's just not feeling well under the weather. Anyway, Thursday is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, so they're doing a special on Hav tomorrow evening at 6 on CBC Halifax. It'll be replayed on CBC, not the national, but the CBC News Network, tomorrow night at 10. So you may want to watch it.
So, for those who might be visiting with us this morning, Hav Chaisson is a member of the congregation and served as part of the Canadian Armed Forces during the Second War and was part of the D-Day landing in 1945, and just celebrated 98 a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, so anyway. Anne.
Good morning. I wasn't going to say anything, but you guys just blew me away. if you've been sitting here thinking, gee, I wish I'd love to be able to help with Special Olympics, I really don't know how to do this, have I got an opportunity for you? So my grandson is part of Special Olympics. He has a vision disability, and there is a program starting. It's called Baseball Challenger Program. It's for all children on Special Olympics between 4 and 18 years age. They only had room for 50 kids. The 50 kids got signed up like that. But what they want is a buddy for each child. So whenever they go play, they have a buddy that's going to help them play baseball. It's over in Bedford. It's from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock every Sunday. If you think you'd like to do this, it's only 1 hour a week. Just let me know afterwards. Thank you.
Just a couple of housekeeping announcements. A message went out this week on Facebook and on the website from Kim Curlett. I should say now the Reverend Kim Curlett, who is our Minister of Spiritual Care for the next 28 days until she goes to the Elmsdale Cooperative Ministry. But Kim has been doing on Monday nights an unplugged worship, which is outside of the norm, the box. And she's had different people coming in and leading different spiritual practices. We're hoping to see that going simply because it's reaching out beyond the bounds of Cole Harbour Woodside as a church. And it is really drawing people in from the community. Sometimes as many as 5 or 6 on a Monday night, sometimes as many as 17 to 20. on a Monday night for various different spiritual practices. She has all of the spiritual practices lined up from September until June of next year, so 2019-2020. But we need a coordinator, just someone to be able to open the door of the church on Monday night, to call and remind folks to find out if there's anything that is needed in order to have that worship service happen. So if you would be interested in doing that, can you give us a call in the church office and we'll pair you up with Kim and she'll give you everything. It is all in a nice, neat, tidy package just to give to you, and it's really, really just simple in that way. We have a birthday today, Dave. Someone called and said you were having a birthday today. As Sherry slides a little, just out of arm's length, just out of arm's reach. Tomorrow. That's why he looked confused, because it's like, oh, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, and there was someone else who was having a birthday today or tomorrow, and I can't remember who it was. Anyone? No one wants to rat a friend or anything like that. We're going to sing happy birthday to you, Dave, because we're...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Blessings. And just a plug for the next couple of Sundays. Next Sunday, we have four young people who have been doing confirmation over the last several months with me. So next Sunday will be Confirmation Sunday. We're going to be confirming and baptizing one individual as part of that. We're going to celebrate communion. So please do mark that on your calendars and come and support these young people as they take their membership in the United Church of Canada. On June 23rd, we're going to be observing Indigenous Sunday. And so we've had some folks in the past who have helped out with that, and we're hoping to put something together good for that. And then for the first 4 weeks of the summer, starting June 30th, I am going to be doing a sermon series on the Bread of Life discourse in John's Gospel. So if that intrigues you... Right here, right now. And something else popped into my head, and now it is gone. Nope, not going to come back. Our moment for mission and service, Cindy and Susanna.
This one's entitled A Health Crisis. In the Kalpakkam area of Tamil Nadu province, India, the local fishing community is dealing with a very different threat than the one it faced with the 2005 tsunami. A nuclear power plant became a death trap during the tsunami, with several workers drowning within its walls. No one knows how many died for sure, as the government never released a number. Today, some villages believe the nuclear plant is still connected with death and destruction. They say that people go fishing and suddenly die afterwards from a lack of blood circulation. Rates of cancer, birth defects, infertility, and autoimmune and neurological diseases have increased, affecting young and old alike. Mission and Service partner of the Human Rights Advocacy and Research Foundation works in the region to help affected families, often paying medical costs. For those families where the primary breadwinner has prematurely died or been incapacitated, the foundation helps with finding employment, school costs, and other day-to-day expenses.
The Department of Atomic Energy says that the rates of radiation are too low to cause a health effect. Local doctor, Dr. Pugazahendi, who runs a local clinic with the foundation's assistance, has seen an increase in illness and believes radiation plays a part in this increase. The Human Rights Advocacy and Research Foundation trains the local community about its rights and how to organize to collectively and defend rights to clean air, water, and land. If mission and service giving is already a regular part of your life, thank you so much. If you have not given, please join me in making mission and service giving a regular part of your life of faith. Loving our neighbor is at the heart of our mission and service.
Thank you, Suzanne and Cindy. And as I was sitting, it popped back into my brain. Families Connect. Our final Families Connect for the year is June 22nd. It's a Saturday, right? Yep, June 22nd. So far, I think there's only two families signed up. It's going to be a barbecue, there's going to be games, and it really is for all generations and all ages and all families types and makeups. And so, you know, singles and doubles and in-between, strong 85ers and streetwise 16s. I think there's a psalm or something that goes with that. Anyway, so please, the sign-up sheet is out there. Kelly is working to organize that, so please do show her some support for that. In all of those things, we serve together as God's people in this place, and let us continue to worship God as we present gifts and offerings. You guys are doing that? Yeah.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Holy One, in the diversity of these gifts is reflected the wondrous diversity of creation. As all of us are made in your image and likeness, we offer these gifts so that all may be affirmed in their place in your creation. In the name of Jesus, who affirmed the marginalized, we make this prayer. Amen.
Please join me in the prayers of the faithful. Your response is in bold. Your liberating voice has called us here.
And we are counted among your holy people.
You have provided sanctuary for us.
And we worship and pray in your standing love.
You cradle us in the palm of your open hands.
And we are raised up by you.
Your spirit quenches the desert of our souls.
And refuses to
You show us your light in your sun and your reflection in your moon.
And we are called to bring your light into the depths of fear.
You bless us all. You bless us with all of the colors.
And we
Your gift of community is celebrated in our midst.
And we freely dance to the fire of your spirit.
You bless us with the power of your peace.
And we fall into your love.
You call us all your people.
And we are your home.
Amen. Our hymn is For All the Children. It's on the insert. This is new. This is something Catherine's wanted us to sing for a long time. If you're like many of us, scared of new hymns, then try and sing along. But the music is going to be on the video. So if you're scared of singing, please listen to the words, read the words, and listen to the music. It will be a blessing.
Thank you.
as we leave here today, I hope that everyone has will take God's love and spread it throughout the community, no matter the differences between us. Jesus, like us, was a child of the divine. He was fashioned by your hand in flesh. We are all sexual beings. Let us celebrate who all of us are.